224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses are amplified this week after a man from New Hampshire died from eastern equine encephalitis. It's a rare but potentially deadly disease.
Most people have not had any symptoms or may not even know that they're infected, but severe cases can present with fever, headache, extreme fatigue, gastric distress, and seizures. So if you experience any of these, seek medical attention immediately.
ABC's Ariel Reshev. Officials in the Northeast are spraying for mosquitoes in several communities. Mosquitoes love hot weather, and we've got excessive heat warnings up out all over the place, including in Chicago, where public schools have been canceling outdoor activities. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. At least 11 Palestinians were killed in raids in Jenin and Tulkarm. The Surgeon General is out with a new report that shows parents are stressed out. 48% of them say most days their stress is simply overwhelming. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. There's $20 million in federal money nationwide to replace former factory sites with green spaces and other sustainable development. Jimsy Cuborn is the Economic Development Director in Janesville.
There are multiple sites throughout the United States where we've seen things offshored, some things reshore, and communities are sitting on these blighted assets.
If Janesville gets a grant, it plans to clean up and green up the old General Motors site. It's been empty for 15 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have more updates on that situation in Reedsburg, where teens are accused of harassing members of the Amish community. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister said 9 minors were cited earlier this month for disorderly conduct. He says they were blowing air horns, knocking on doors, and ringing doorbells all after dark. There were widespread rumors that the teens had vandalized an Amish barn and a church, but the sheriff said lots of false information has been spreading. Some of the teens involved are on the Reedsburg High School varsity football team. Administrators canceled the team's first 2 games of the season, although they wanted to make it clear that many members of the team did not participate in the alleged harassment. Meanwhile, we're hearing from the Amish community there in Sauk County. They left a note on their church door in Laval saying that the teens involved apologized to them. According to WMTV, the note said they're grateful for all the support they've gotten. They even wished the Reedsburg football team luck on their season. It said, quote, the case is closed, forgiven, dead, and buried. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I think as he plans the debate, he has to appreciate that she is charismatic and charming on television in a way that he fancies he is. The camera loves Kamala Harris. She's learned in the cadence of her speeches, the way she presents herself, to be a formidable TV presence. Donald Trump knows TV. He's smart enough to know he's got a problem here. He hasn't figured it out.
Thank you. David Ignatius. You know, have you noticed that he is somewhat repetitive, Jody? Have you noticed that Donald Trump is repetitive?
Donald Trump's repetitive?
Yes,
I've heard that Donald Trump's repetitive.
He likes to repeat himself. It's like this Flintstones background of, I'm so exhausted by his constant drama that, you know, now it's like, I'm pulling out, I might not do if there's a debate. Now he's like, and then he makes a big announcement, I'm doing the debate. It's just, oh my God. Just show up, you giant puss, right, so she can kick your ass and let's get on with this. Oh, speaking of which, look, that's the Harris leads Trump among black voters, 70% to 12%. We can do better. We can get this below zero. Yeah, we can do this. I know we can do this. Right? Yeah. Friends will explain the biscuit relation to that number, but we can get that.
That's the 12% that's impressed by the mugshot.
Right, right, exactly. Looky, people posting screenshots of sexy liberal Chicago. You can still get pay-per-view till Halloween. Yeah, sexyliberal.com. Look at that. Governor Pritzker, Jamie Harrison, Mama, Mark Hamill, Jan Schakowsky, Jill Winebanks. Ooh.
And I'm off in the corner.
Chris is just looking muscular off stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to post that picture.
What?
Of you looking muscular off stage. Julie said, did the governor see my cooch? I was wondering if a sudden Illinois emergency of some sort might call him away.
I was afraid of that.
Seriously, what a great panel. What a job you're doing, interviewing all these luminaries at once. Aw, thank you. It was a fantastic show. John, Hal, Frangel, all telling you at the top of their game. Benny says, you and all the gang are my saviors every morning. Thank you. I attended San Francisco Sexy Liberal.
In January.
That was like 11 billion years ago. Yeah. It's an entirely different show now. And I got pay-per-view tickets for tonight. I can't read the rest of it. Anyway, yay. Thank you. It's only $20. Do it.
2024.
And 24 cents. Yes. Get it? Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, this is me trying to start up the schlep car again. Portland is up next. Next live show. It's okay. I got a lot of gas left in the tank after Chicago, Jody. I'm good to
I'm sure
go.
You do.
Good
yeah.
to go. Yeah.
We are still here to save America.
Stephanie Miller,
Sexy Liberal,
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop, Portland.
There's a place where that idea still exists. And I've been there.
Where is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Saturday, September 7th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Join Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Portland
one sexy liberal. Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama...
Ooh. Plus, special panel guests Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoff.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show.
September 7th, the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Tom Hartman, Rachel Bitticoff, and Colonel Steve Austin's parents, Rachel and David, are coming.
Aww.
I had to rehome my Colonel Steve Austin, and they're coming to the show. They keep me up to. She's so handsome. He just sent me new pictures this morning. Okay, and then Durham, what's next? You're going, you got a bunch after that, Chris.
I'm going to Durham,
North Carolina.
And Phoenix.
Rocky Mountain Mike and other guests to join us in Durham, North Carolina. Allison Gill from Mueller, she wrote, will join us in Phoenix, my birthday weekend. The weekend I will turn
43.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's be honest. I'm 43.
Very honest. That's so honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm 42 now. I don't want to be dishonest. I'm turning 43.
Sure you 43. Are, Stephanie. Sure you are.
You're not in your 50s.
Phoenix the last weekend.
It's true. You're not in your 50s.
Of September. And then Kansas City in October. Yep. And then Blammo, November 2nd, is the big L.A. Extravaganza right before the election. It's a lot. SexyLiberal.com. Get all those ticks. Okay. Chris, who said... Uh-oh. Oh, I'm going to wear my Chris is Wrong shirt tomorrow. Who said, I voted for Trump twice, but after listening to that, I'm actually afraid of Trump being president again. I don't know what he was talking about half the time.
Alexander the Great.
No, it's some lady. Doesn't matter. I don't know what her name is.
Great.
Some lady. I don't... Can I just say... Now a warning? Like, some of these voters just notice now that he makes no sense?
Now a warning?
I mean, I know he's gotten worse, but dear Jesus, it's not like he... Just like, I suddenly realize he doesn't seem to know what he's talking about.
Hmm.
All right. Welcome, Madam Late to the Party in Pennsylvania. Well, thanks for coming.
We're glad to have you. It took you a while, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
Just a ranch tweets. I have never stood in front of a grave and gave a thumbs up with a smile, but it could happen if I live longer than him. That is one place I will do that, but right after I finish peeing. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Make sure you take a selfie. At somebody's grave. Oh, what am I talking about, Chris? Oh, someone got to guess the quote that I got wrong yesterday at the end of the show. I choked at the buzzer on the Al Franken quote.
Yes, you did.
Because I think Colin Allred's going to win in Texas. So there, Chris.
He's got a shot.
Al Franken said, I probably like Ted Cruz more than most of my colleagues like Ted Cruz, and I hate Ted Cruz. That was it. The quote I was trying
to... That's a good quote.
Okay. Our beloved JoJo from Jurors, by the way, I think we're thinking of selling our text chains because they're, right, slutty text from my friend is good. I think we're going to sell that because it's not for air what we text each other,
no.
But it's hilarious. But she said Donald Trump cheated on his first wife with his second wife, who he cheated on with his third wife, who he cheated on multiple times. But please do continue to melt the down because Tim Walz took a photo with a dog that wasn't his, you desperate, brain-dead, dumb... She's my little potty mouth friend.
Yeah.
She's correct.
I like
Yeah, what is
and
the...
And you had to be dumped and not Joe last week.
Uh-huh.
I was very tired.
You had to be
and
I was
looking at John Fugelsang saying, and I was confused
show.
That I was not on Sexy Liberal stage. What?
You had to be dumped multiple times.
On one show on Friday.
Only twice. Okay, oh, speaking of the Walz ridiculousness, where's this thing we love? The, on TikTok.
Oh, it's 12.
He's pretending to be an Oppo research guy on Tim
really
Walz.
Funny.
Cut 12. Here we go.
Hey, Michael, Op Research. Listen, you can't trust a word this Walz guy says. Just the other day, someone asked him if he got a haircut, and he said, no, I got a lot of them cut. And then 5 minutes later, someone else asked him the same question, and he's reported to have said, no, I just got my ears lowered. All right, how about this? I've got over 500 reports of stealing children's noses. But, okay, it does look like he gave them all back, though. All right, how about this last one? Apparently the other day there was donuts in the break room, and someone asked if he wanted a second donut. His reporter responded, sure, I'm not driving, but he definitely did drive home. All right, I'll keep digging.
That's fantastic.
What they're finding.
They so got nothing. They've just got nothing. Meanwhile, Aaron Rupar says J.D. Vance claims that overdose deaths were coming down under Trump, which is a blatant lie. In fact, they hit record highs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what he's going to get chewed up and spit out at this debate, because you can't. Kamala Harris is not going to allow him to just lie repeatedly. Our annual inflation rate is 2.9%, the lowest of any developed nation. I mean, beside the fact that they're just too vomitous candidates, they just almost everything they say is untrue. Yeah. Yeah. What did Trump just say? What was the thing? They flew the Biden Harris. They flew a million illegals in. They flew a million illegals in here. They flew them. Mm-hmm. Oh, also this is a very tricky debate technique. He said, "I'm going to surprise her with this is the debate," but he said
right.
it.
Anyway,
said it so she would probably heard that. But he's like, "I might surprise if we have a debate. I might surprise her with this." So first of all, it's a total. Easily debunked lie, but wait, do we have that?
Yeah, 7.
Okay, great, fantastic.
Kamala and Joe Biden, Crooked Joe, sued to take those defenses down. You know that, right? How about where they say,
sleepy.
No, we have a strong border. They don't get so bad. But then we find out that they flew almost a million people in over the border.
No.
They flew. That stops all of their, I shouldn't say this, because if there's a debate, it would be nice to surprise her with that one.
Yeah, wow.
They flew. They have an answer to everything. Well, we decided, look, they flew almost a million people into our country.
Okay, first of all, sleepy, low energy, please clap. Secondly, big, giant, easily debunked lie.
Yep.
See, he did the if we're going to debate, if there's a debate again. Mm-hmm. Right after announcing, I'm going to do the debate. This debate.
Apparently, there's the Harris campaign has a sticking point about.
Well, they want the mics on. He doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, because he can't control himself.
Right.
Oh, God. Okay. Pete in Wisconsin, good buddy every morning.
Good buddy every morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit
so about I wanted
that.
To give you. Let's peel back the onion here a little bit and give you the practical effects of Stephanie Miller International on my daily life.
Okay.
So now, whenever I see an ad, you know, for like a business that has LLC in it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to think of limited liability corporation. No. Every time I see LLC from this point forward, it's Little Lady Chubby. That's it.
I did open the show with a Little Lady Chubby because of the superseding indictment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 And I hear you laughing there, Chris LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I hear you laughing, Chris LeBlanc. I have become a walking PSA for you, my guy.
Uh-oh.
I'm just here. Let's role play here for a second. I'm going to be me. You be a random person walking down the street.
Oh. It's a skit.
Phil,
it's a skit, Jody.
News?
Oh, yay.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's a skit. Here we go. Hey, random Chris LeBlanc, have you heard the good news?
What?
Hey, it is always time for lube. Always. That's because of you, my guy. Oh. Every time you rush Stephanie Miller into something, you say, I gave you no lube.
Uh-huh.
That's
always
all I
time.
Think about. There's always time for lube.
Yeah, there is.
So,
all right, a little rewrite on that skit, but all right.
Oh, with a little doughy. You know what?
Little doughy. Just go back in the oven a little bit longer. There are crumbs on that toothpick.
People.
All right, better get going, everybody. There's a backup on the... What's the highway out of Madison? Better get going, everybody. Traffic's going to be bad.
Highway 80? Interstate 80?
Whatever. Isn't there an 80 everywhere?
I don't know.
Well, the 80 is an interstate, so it's
right.
In every state.
Yeah.
So.
That's all backed up. You better get going. Okay, 8. Wait till we get those headsets with the thing. I'm going to be a full-time traffic reporter. Okay, 8 to... Hey, Malcolm Nance is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Think he might have some thoughts on Arlington? Maybe. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by. That's me. I know you're supposed to savor fine wine, but that's me drinking my Chateau August Grand Rosé. We have a lot to celebrate.
Yeah.
I was in a joyous mood coming back from Chicago. Bordeaux. I mean, it's the place, right? Everybody knows Bordeaux, France is like the place for wine. But you would think fancy expensive, wouldn't you?
You would.
Nuh-uh. Check out this deal I get you. First of all, this wine is delicious, is it not?
It's great.
Pale pink, that amazing pale pink color.
Yep.
The bottle's gorgeous. Chateau August is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even play music to their vines twice a day. They've won all of the top awards at Paris Wine Cup and on. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings. The grapes are handpicked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation to keep the wine as fresh as possible. It's so delicious for summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get hot as balls here again next week.
It is.
Yeah, it's still rosé season, man. Right now, my SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off. What did I say? By hello. Right. By going, Chris is drunk on rosé already. Go to augustgrenrosé.com. That's AUGUSTE. Don't forget, because it's fancy. AugustGrandRosé.com. That's six bottles for only $98 and free delivery for a delicious rosé. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie at AugustGrandRosé.com. Promo code Stephanie. Get that Grand Rosé today.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, we all do business with companies we don't like so much. That huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies. A lot of the time we don't have a choice. But your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school, and my very first day, I walk up the stairs, and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 25 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up. Coffee with Carlos as Rocky. On a happy superseding indictment day, I can't say it enough. I feel super. Thanks for asking. So I wasn't sure. Rejiggered is not the correct legal word.
No, it's not even a legal word.
No, it's not. The expectation is he would rejigger the original one, and so this was somewhat of a surprise that he filed. So this is like a new indictment.
Right. Yeah, it supersedes the old one.
Right.
You see.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Thank you, Chris, for that very informative
legal analysis.
I just stared directly into the camera. Cursing my life. Okay. He filed a superseding indictment in the election interference case against Trump, slimming down the allegations in light of the Supreme Court's ridiculous immunity ruling. Prosecutors not dropped any of the four charges they initially brought. The newly retooled indictment has carved out some of Trump's alleged conduct, including allegations about attempts to use the Justice Department to promote his false claims. So that remains legal? You could use your own Justice Department to commit crimes?
Apparently.
Ridiculous. Okay. A hearing on the case was already scheduled in Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom for next Thursday, but the superseding indictment coming so soon was a surprise. Do we have Walter the dog on Truth Social? Trump blasted Smith. That was so... Did you... fill in the words. You already know where they're. Witch hunt. Something. Something. Communism, fascism, something, something, something.
Okay. Growly part. Growly part.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even have the lung power for this. How many were there? There were at least four posts at like 5:30 yesterday. No presidential candidate or candidate for any office has ever had to put all this lawfare and weaponization directly out of the office of memory. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Jody, this is, that's actually two entire, that's how much?
Yeah.
That's how much Walter the dog. Yeah. Two pages of this same thing. Dead witch hunt, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
Blah,
he has
blah,
the best
blah.
Words.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. The indictment reads, the defendant had no official responsibilities related to the certification proceeding, but he did have a personal interest as a candidate in being named the winner of the election. Thank you. Mm-hmm. In several instances, prosecutors repeatedly... added language describing Trump as a candidate and descriptions of his alleged co-conspirators as individuals who were not government officials during the conspiracies and were instead acting in their private capacity. Yep. There's some question as to why other people were not named in this. One legal expert was saying some could be cooperating.
Yeah.
We don't know. Originally, it was slimmed down to try to get it to trial before the election, right.
Which is not a thing now.
Isn't going to happen. But I don't know whether they're, because all, like Bob was saying, that's a criminal that Jeffrey Clark should be able to get away with this just because to me, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
He's officially at the Justice Department and is trying to help the president commit a crime. I mean, it's all right. I saved the least happy clappy for last.
Okay.
Eileen Cannon probably won't get booted from Trump case thanks to Clarence Thomas. I hate the Supreme Court so much. Smith's brief didn't indicate his intention to seek a new judge, wrote one legal expert. That doesn't mean the appeals court couldn't still remove her while reversing her, but there's reason to not expect that here. Cannon cited Justice Thomas, right? Clarence Thomas, in her decision. He questioned Smith's appointment because the special counsel had not been confirmed by Congress. Well, what about all the other special counsel? Right. So they were all fine.
Right.
The one, really? So are you going to? So Hunter Biden's wasn't fair either, right? No, of course not. Any, they're just. Ugh. It would seemingly make it more difficult to kick a judge off a case in part for reaching a decision citing a sitting Supreme Court justice's reasoning, however flawed that reasoning is. That's just, to me, that is criminal, right? Mm-hmm. That this, yep. Like, he gave her the this nose, the mafia nose. Hey,
now
Judge Cannon,
leave.
Here's an idea.
Now he's can't leave.
No, he didn't say that.
No? No.
Right. Malcolm Nance next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reedsburg High School students are accused of harassing members of an Amish community in Sauk County. The sheriff's office says 9 teenagers blew air horns and shined lights outside of homes, rang doorbells, and knocked on windows during the night. The first two Reedsburg High School football games of the year have been canceled. Wisconsin needs to put more money into special education. That's what Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy tells Wisconsin Eye this week.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, we have a winner in the Madison Pressure Chamber. Every year, the prestigious competition allows investors, founders, and developers a chance to highlight their innovation. They present to some national investors and an audience at the Majestic. Six Line Semiconductor of Middleton took the top honors. They build parts that could make phones and computers faster and more powerful. The Six Line crew now gets a chance to present to Silicon Valley investors next month. And if you're looking forward to fall, this might be a good volunteer opportunity for you. Forward Gardens really needs people to help with the harvest. They've been working hard all season to grow food exclusively for local food pantries. Staff told WISC they have tens of thousands of pounds of produce to pick, like squash, potatoes, even 18-pound watermelons. That means they need lots of helping hands. You can help them with the harvest Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4:30 to 6:30. The garden is on Madison's west side on Old Sauk Road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible. Tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
La 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 la
you know, clamoring for that sit down. But it's also been a line of attack from Trump. Today, he sent out a campaign email underlining it's been 37 days since Biden exited the race and still no Harris interview. To be clear, she has taken questions from the press. It's not in a lengthy televised sit down. Does this really, you think, Basil, matter to anyone other than journalists?
Yeah, I do think it matters to some voters, but, you know, I think to Amy's point earlier, Vice President Harris has to be very intentional about what she does do. The biggest task at hand for her in these next 70 days, maintain the momentum, get voters to trust her.
Oh, I say big middle finger to you, mainstream media. Seriously, it's like people say they need her more than she needs them.
Absolutely.
And as somebody just pointed out in that soundbite, she has been answering questions.
Yes.
She's been answering reporters. First of all, remember, she's been in the race for days. Like, what are we, 30, 40-something, 30-something day? She has been on the campaign trail like crazy. She's been answering reporters' questions. So now she and Tim Walz will sit down with Dana Bash, our friend who I said hi to. She was on the phone.
Dana said...
She gave me the I'm on the phone finger. No, she didn't. She gave me a big smile and wave. However, she better act right on this interview. Okay. Because, I mean, they didn't fact check Trump at all. Right? And so it's just how much you want to bet they're going to try to fact check the bejesus out of this. So blah, blah, blah. What was I going to say? Oh, I love this part. It's what we've been talking about all week. She also sat for three interviews with content creators and influencers during the DNC last week. All of our beloveds, an example of the campaign's belief that voters, especially young voters, are getting their news from less traditional sources. Thank you. They're not watching CNN.
Right.
So good for her. The fact that she, you know, it's her. Look at this story. She's a victim of her own success because she's doing so well. They're like, that's not the way you're supposed to. Really? How do you raise $540 million in a month?
Amount of money.
And this right here, Kamala Harris proving to be a ratings magnet overshadowing Trump in the race for media attention. That's what's got them crazy. Notable surge in the Washington Post even saw a notable surge in subscriptions over the past month. The uptick largely attributed to the increased interest in stories about Harris underlines a broader trend across major news outlets with Harris related content outpacing Trump stories and driving reader engagement. To my point, they need her more than she needs them.
Yep, exactly.
The DNC was a massive rating success. MSNBC emerged as the clear leader. So, you know. However they're doing this campaign, they're doing it right. So, yay. Carmel is coming. Get the T-shirt. Okay. Hey, look who's here.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your
Let's do it. Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance. Good morning, sir.
I don't know about you. Are you recovered from the convention?
No. And
no.
May never be.
No.
My body clock is just broken.
The energy is still, it's like I went on a marathon run every day.
Yeah. I mean, it really is as amazing as everybody is. You're not surprised at the ratings. What did somebody say? They're like, oh, I binge-watched the DNC over four nights. When's it coming back?
Don't tell that to Trump.
Someone was saying, even if you're not partisan, it was just entertaining AF.
Yeah. It was. And what's even more so is that if you weren't there and you were in during the convention hours, in between every speaker, there was music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was the biggest concert I ever went to.
Yeah.
It was a great time. I mean, it was rocking.
Yeah. Well,
I think there was some politics, too.
Yeah, I can't add that part, too. I just thought, I mean, almost every speech was just a home run. I think that just the whole week was, this whole, like, my point about the mainstream media, them writing a headline, joy is not a strategy. It's like, yeah, it is, compared to fear and gloom and doom, right?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a good roundtable with Vote Vets, with Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Senator Tammy Duckworth, and Mayor Pete put it right. He goes, the other side, the opposition, is selling darkness.
Yeah.
That's their platform. Darkness, hatred, everything's awful, you know. But the funny thing is, in their crazy little worlds, they got enough to go out and, you know, get drunk in their bass boats and have no problem doing ginormous Trump truck rallies you know, while shopping at Walmart for their cheap goods. So in their heads, their crazy version of America's awesome. It's just that we're harsh and the mellow for everybody else. What with our, you know, being in dirty, nasty, gun-filled Chicago, which, let me tell you,
which was lovely.
The one that I went to, that was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we loved it. Chris and I were saying we both lived there. And Chicago's great.
Love
what a great
city.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, Malcolm, to your point, Tammy Duckworth, man, she's just the embodiment of everything we're fighting for. For her to go out there, right, on her bionic legs and go, I didn't fight for this country, right, and lose limbs on this battle, for you to take my rights away. You know,
that's
for
right.
a five-time draft dodger, as she said, to take my rights away, including to IVF.
Yeah, you know, long ago, I recommended on Real Time with Bill Maher that Tammy Duckworth should be someone's vice president. And I saw her earlier this year, and I was like, vice president? She was like, no way, I'm staying in the Senate. I'm like, oh, come on. Could you imagine a Kamala and Duckworth ticket? But
yeah.
We have Tim Walz, who, I'm sorry, amazes me every day.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, yep. Did you see the discussion, or did you play the discussion he had about gutters?
Yes. I mean, I didn't play it, but I watched it, and it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. The dad jokes and the serious advice about getting, you know, your gutter helmets, which is those drain covers, and
yes.
Now it's a kitchen table thing, and I'm like,
I was thinking, I got to get those.
He's amazing. I love this guy more, baby. How is he even my rank in the military?
I know.
He doesn't come off as shouty at all.
No.
He's what we call the affiliatorial coach sergeant major, who puts his hands on your shoulder, gives you a little soldier massage, and goes, troop, I need you to unscrew yourself so we can all get out of here and get some ice cream. He is not shouty McCown-based soldier, but I think I like that version.
He's, no, I keep saying he's Ted Lasso meets Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know, Malcolm, speaking of the military, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but I've been talking, you know, today, because as you know, I just interred my mom with my dad at Arlington, and I just, when I think I cannot be more disgusted with Donald Trump, this despicable display at Arlington National Cemetery, which of course now they're reporting there literally was a physical and verbal confrontation with an Arlington employee over this photo op he took with a thumbs up at a soldier's grave.
Well, of course, now we come to the McShouty part. God, I did a Substack on it. I wrote a tweet yesterday. I'm telling you, Elon Musk throttles all of my tweets. I had a tweet that I put out yesterday saying, outlining what you said, and then I ended it with all caps, I really hate this guy. And it only got 400 likes out of like 20,000 views. And I mean, what used to get 50,000 likes out of me anymore, I get nothing. So now that I've digressed, let me recalibrate myself and say, I hate these guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, how dare you come to Arlington National Cemetery and make a photo op in Section 60, and they said to him, there is no photography, you cannot do political action, it is a federal law, a law on the books, anyone else would have been put out. And he supposedly coordinated doing this visit. He's never visited there before. He didn't visit the last 2 years, the graves of those who were lost in Afghanistan, and somehow he is there honoring, and I think it's great that he wants to honor the 13 who lost their lives. But what about the other 4,500 who died in Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't honor them. He literally stood on their graves.
Yeah.
I mean, what nerve. What nerve. Now, if you thought there was a team between his staff and the Arlington staff, if I had been present, oh, there definitely would have been a scene. For the honor of every person who lays in state in that hallowed ground, since we took it from Robert E. Lee, because that was his house, and turned it into a national cemetery, I would blade hand him right there on the stage. And I would tell them all to get out. And the families themselves, I know you're grieving. I know you're Gold Star families. But I see these people saying, well, Biden didn't show up. Kamala didn't show up because they honor all of the loss.
Yeah.
The loss from I'm sorry, not finished, from the Boston Massacre to whoever might pass in service today.
Yeah.
Right? Because we lose people every day to accidents and other things. Trump is a disgusting Papa Oscar Sierra. I mean, we are just not going to have this, and we all have to understand it can get worse if you don't turn out.
Yeah, Malcolm, I was saying, it's just so personal to me because my mom and my dad are now buried there, and I was saying, went through the ceremony in July, and I was saying that people that work there are so empathetic and dignified because they know that, as you say, this is hallowed ground. This is sacred ground. And I was telling the story that my sister's friend took some pictures and video, and I was very sensitive, didn't know anyone else was going to be there. And I asked her, please just send this to my sister. I don't want this public at all. You know, but the fact that he's just doing that thumbs up in front of a great, anyway, yeah, I also use the word hate. I hate him, and I don't hate anyone. Oh, anyway, speaking of hallowed ground, this you retweeted Jane, who said RFK Jr. might be an even sicker than Donald. I don't know which book this is from, but 1 week later, in the middle of the night, without telling Mary's siblings or obtaining the required legal permitting, Bobby Jr. had Mary's coffin dug up from the Kennedy family plot in Massachusetts and moved 700 feet away. When reporters found out and asked why, Bobby, through a family spokesperson, said he failed to realize how crowded the Kennedy family plot was. Mary was left to face traffic. No headstone marked her grave, buried alone. I mean,
awful.
The utter disgrace of these people. Mm-hmm. They are disgraceful, and people, you need to start using these words. If you see them in public, you need to tell them they're disgraceful. I'm sorry. It's the time for playing high is over. It is time to enunciate and try to factor up some shame. John F. Kennedy, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is just a disgraceful man. Besides the fact that he apparently has a collection of heads of dead animals in his home, including that whale's head, which is disgraceful. Aye. But look, he drove, that was a Vanity Fair article, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He drove his wife to suicide by having a journal of how he was out there stooping 37 other women.
Yep.
That's why, and he drove her to despair in trying to want to keep him. And she, you know, rather than finding herself and walking out that front door and setting fire to his car, which would have been more suitable than what she did. She passed away. She took her life in despair, and he further humiliated her in death. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is insufferable. And you know what? We need to also use him as the platform to understand just how weird these people are.
Yeah,
that man is a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah. And now Tulsi Gabbard has been called in. So I know.
This couldn't get more shoddy today. You dug these up.
this story today, Bobby Kennedy Jr. said to Tucker Carlson, he's been asked to join Trump's transition team and help pick the administration officials in charge of running the government. Oh, dear Jesus. I mean, this lunatic. And do he and Tulsi get checks directly from Russia?
They must.
No, come on, it's Venmo.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to wire that stuff in because, you know, these are some pay-to-play characters.
Yeah.
Just absolutely the weirdest collection of kooks and freaks. And I'm sorry to tell you, if you haven't subscribed to my Substack, this is the week to do it. $7. Here's why. I am about to terrify the ever-living out of you. Because there's a factor a lot of you haven't thought about that could happen within weeks, days or weeks of Trump's election. And there's another way that the Civil War is going to kick off. Another way that involves what happens when you start sending. And I just saw the head of the Heritage Foundation and another senator, a congressman, talking about rounding up 20 million people.
Yeah.
Like they're going to go silently into the boxcars in a nation with over a quarter of a billion rifles.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I
mean, we have got to stop this. You, all of you, are our only hope to stop this nation from descending into it. I don't care how much Kamala love you're feeling right now. I got a 7-foot banner in front of my house that says Veterans for Kamala, for Harris Waltz, and it's driving my red neighbors crazy.
Yep.
And this is a red district.
And by the way,
you know what? You've got to absolutely understand that our joy must transform into action or we will lose this.
Also, the superseding indictment should tell us if, you know, if you would like to see some justice for someone trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America, you have got to get out and vote, or we know this is all going to go away. And there were
bring 10 people. Pizza parley. Drive them all. That's what I say.
All right. All right. Thank you, Shouty McShoutface. That was super shouty. We love you.
You're welcome.
Have a great Labor Day.
Goodbye, Sailor. All right. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
It's my show pony, who is now a road pony.
I am.
Last week. Brought his Power Life High Impact Protein. By the way, John Finkelstein's wife apparently sucks this down like nobody's business.
It's good stuff.
Right? Well, Jody and I like the plant protein. You like the whey protein. It's just good protein. What do you like? Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate? One scoop
all
a day.
All of the above.
Bam! You get HMB. That's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. Tony Horton, the P90X guy, knows muscles, and he knows right how to rebuild muscles. He had shingles that didn't think he was going to make it. And bam, he looks and feels better than ever at 65 years old. Supercharge your muscle growth, boost your energy, help you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness to save 30%. Get a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Big kid, too cool. I make my own rule. My style says what's up. Don't wanna ever go. I'm gonna stand out, break away from the crowd.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get an answer.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG Sexy Liberal company, Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Right? Stole our act. All right, I guess we stole their act. They've been, Jody's been using Credo Mobile 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the nation's only progressive phone company. You know, sometimes you feel like you got to use companies that are maybe a little skeevy. You know what I mean? You don't really have a choice.
Right.
Yeah. You have a choice. Credo Mobile, you can choose them, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to all of your favorite progressive nonprofits, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on phones, friendly customer service. What else do you need? And switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Go to CredoMobile.com. Bam. And check this out. We're the teacher party, right?
We are.
For Gwen and Tim Walls. For back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone and donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. Malcolm Nance talking about how great Tim Walls is. I do. I fall more and more in love with him. Just when I thought I couldn't fall more in love with him, the gutter talk. About your rain gutters. It's close to my heart. Here he is talking about the border.
I think we need to acknowledge to folks that every nation in the United States needs to control its border. And I will add the northern border, which Minnesota is on. But you can do that using the right tools, and the Langford Sinema bill that he did kill would have done that. The Border Patrol agents endorsed it. These are folks who know what needs to be done. But he's not interested in solving the problem. What Democrats need to do is acknowledge, and he has ginned up fear, but our border can work better.
Yeah, so if he didn't block the stupid bill. Yeah. Okay, from talking about gutters to ladders.
There's no reason someone seeking asylum, which we will always be a guiding light for, shouldn't have to wait 7 years to have that adjudicated. That's why this bill would have made it 90 days and people either got it or they were removed. And I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory.
I love him so much. He's just funny. It's just fantastic. Okay, we have coffee with Carlos Alzaraki, who we've missed madly, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another edition of Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. You can send your questions in to janesays@civicmedia.us. Join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. Matt Nair on Air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.